$10,980, Don A. Shutt, north of Road 312, River Road, west of Chief Road, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Would you state your name for the record, please?
Stacia Genser.
And you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to present will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'd like to read my opening, if I could, if you don't mind, since I was here last time, and I hope I learned a little bit.
Okay.
Requesting a variance to replace the deck enclosed screened-in porch at a 32-foot from the road where allowable footage is 40 feet from the road, and replace two sets of steps, one to the side door and one to the porch. At the December 12, 2011 hearing, we presented our request to replace a mobile home on our lot on River Road, Millsboro, Delaware, which was granted, and I thank you very much for that. At the time in the December hearing, we had included and intended to use the existing deck, porch, and steps. Because the new home was special ordered at 45 feet 3 inches by 16 feet, to fit on a lot replacing a 47 by 14 foot trailer, we were going to take 2 feet off the width of the old porch so that the combined footage would remain the same as it was prior to the getting the new trailer. However, as noted in the communication from Adam Rones from Culver and Pearson, it was practically impossible to use the existing structure due to the configuration of the land as well as the increase in the height requirement for the flood zone. When Mr. Adam Moomer, the person contracted by Oakwood Homes to put the border around the trailer, applied for a permit to replace the porch and the deck on the lot, he was told a variance was needed due to the distance from the road being less than the required 40 feet. Mr. Moomer will follow the footprint of the original structure and will build the new porch and deck as before, 2 feet less on the width as originally proposed. And the drawing is included with that. Since it has been since February 2012, since the new mobile home has been placed on our lot, my husband and I have only been inside one time. At our age, it is difficult to climb a 6-foot ladder and crawl into a trailer. We are hoping you will grant the variance so we can begin to enjoy our new home. And I did type out the answers to the questions because my handwriting is so terrible. Uniqueness. It's a small lot, triangular sized. The height was increased due to the location. The steps and porch needed to be moved, and the footprints will be following the old structure that was there. Possibility of development? No. The required 4 feet from the road will decrease the size of the deck and the porch by 8 feet. In order to move into the home, the steps and deck are necessary. Difficulty created by the applicant? No. Recommended by contractor to remove existing structure rather than to try to retrofit the size and height and conditions. The recommendation came after the December variance hearing. If the dealers had given us the information prior to the December hearing, we could have made a decision based on those comments. Effect on surroundings? No, it will enhance the surrounding properties. The right side of our lot is by a neighbor's privately owned property, and I see they are here tonight, which is only slightly larger than ours. The road is in the front, and the creek is on the other two sides. And I believe it will increase the aesthetic value of to the public. Extent of the variance. If granted, to replace the old deck, porch, steps. Otherwise, it would not be a replacement. And C, yes, for replacement purposes. Special use exception.
You can stop there.
Yes.
See that.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. You got it? Good. Good.
You've done very
okay,
well.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I hope so. Last time I was terrible.
Oh, you've done very well.
And then I do have the letter from Adam Rones in there stating why he suggested that we do not use the old deck, mm-hmm. enclosed porch, and the steps. Then also I have in there a survey that was done, which will show the 2 feet taken off the deck. Mm-hmm. And then from the builder who is going to put on the siding to the porch and everything, I have some drawings there that he's gave also. I think that's it. I did have pictures there showing how high it is. I mean, really, we couldn't have used the old structure at all.
We have those, ma'am. Very well. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, what made you go with a door, just out of curiosity, door lock?
That's a recommendation so far that we got from the gentleman who was hired by, or anyhow, contracted by Oakwood Homes.
Uh-huh.
To put the siding on the bottom of the trailer.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he suggested that.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Calloway, none. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one in the back. There's two, three. Okay. I got the gentleman back there. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, for the benefit of the record, it's an extremely odd-shaped lot, and in order to build in compliance, I doubt you could even build a good-sized kitchen. I think the applicant has addressed the standards very well, and I'm convinced that she meets those standards. And I would make a motion to approve case number 10,980.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion. That's exactly what I was going to say, so I agree with that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,980. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Reasons stated.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway, for the same reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,980 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. And I'd like to say that Susan has been very wonderful in this whole ordeal. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for that.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say the lady did a textbook case of explaining the criteria that are listed there. I wish she could have been first so that others would have had the benefit of learning.
She did that.
We were that person the last time.
Very well. Thank you again.